أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا فلما بلغ مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we discussed yesterday and the previous days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Quran, Allah spoke about Nubuwwat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the general condition of man, forgetting, although he sees the signs of Allah, he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgets the hereafter. And then Allah ta'ala concluded those ayat with the very great qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these ayat that begin now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about yet another incident that had taken place in the life of Hazrat Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu was salam. The incident itself is a famous incident, but the lessons that we have to learn are also very many. It was an occasion when once Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam had addressed the Bani Israel, his community and his people, and after the address, one of his ummatis, one of the people of the Bani Israel, inquired from Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, who is the most learned person on the surface of the earth. At that particular time, it is obvious, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam being the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and together with that, he was also blessed with kalam and speech with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Together with that, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam was the recipient of a kitab from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the Torah. And then also Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam was a Nabi, a Rasul of Allah, who had an ummah, who had a community to guide. So there was no doubt in that fact that he was the most learned of his particular time. But when Musa alayhi salatu was salam answered obviously truthfully that I am the most learned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like that. Now there is a rule by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we also apply in many instances of our lives, that hasanatul abrar, those people who do good, no matter how good their good may be, sayyiatul muqarrabin, it is not sometimes good for those that are very close to us. So in that manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite the fact that the answer was 100% correct, it was not liked by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam used the term ana, that I, myself, I am the most learned. That was not liked by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now before we continue with the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, there needs to be a degree of introspect in our hearts, in our minds also. How many times do we not feel that we are the best in certain things? How many times we do not feel that it is my opinion that matters and nobody else's opinion would matter? How many times we do not feel that there is nobody like me on the surface of the earth? And that is a very, very important aspect that we all need to address in our own personal lives, because that is pride, that is arrogance. In the case of Musa alayhi salam, it was neither pride nor was it arrogance. It was the absolute truth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to put Musa alayhi salatu was salam through a period of time, a trial, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test him. And of course that becomes a very, very great lesson for all of us. Hence Musa alayhi salatu was salam's response, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed Musa alayhi salatu was salam about a servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who we will be discussing at a little later stage. But for now, his name was Khidr, and in the correct pronunciation it is Khadir. With regards to Khadir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to him as a servant from amongst the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informs Musa alayhi salatu was salam that he is also a person that has knowledge, and his knowledge differs from the knowledge of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. And hence when that is known to Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam inquires from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala the whereabouts of the servant of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Musa alayhi salatu was salam now is ready to undertake a journey to go to this person and to learn from this person. And perhaps when we speak about Surah Al-Kahf and we speak about the various aspects of the surah, the incidents and the stories. Here a very, very important lesson that we learn to save ourselves from the fitna of Dajjal and to save ourselves from all imminent fitnas. The fitna of materialism, the fitna of westernism and all those fitnas put together, one very, very important thing that we need to do is to learn the deen of Allah. To pursue and to make a relentless sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So making reference to this incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ, and remember the time when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam said to his young boy, and that person was Hazrat Yusha ibn Nun. Now Yusha ibn Nun was a person from amongst the ummah of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, who was subsequently elected as one of the leaders of the tribes in the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. Some have said it was the nephew of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam also, but when we discuss Surah Al-Kahf, then we also learn that some ulama of the opinion that Yusha bin Nun and his father was Ifrahim and his father was the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. So perhaps he could have been the great grandson of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, and together with that the nephew of Hazrat Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu was salam. After the demise of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Yusha bin Nun alayhi salatu was salam became the Nabi of the Bani Israel, and it was at his hands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the conquest of Al-Aqsa also to take place. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam addresses Yusha bin Nun, لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين. I will not rest, I will not turn away until I reach the place where the two oceans meet. And this was the address that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam with regards to Khizr, that if you want to meet him, Musa alayhi salatu was salam wanted to know where to go, how to meet him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala merely said where the two oceans meet, and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam had to undertake this journey. Where the two oceans meet, when we look at the kitabs of tafsir, then we will find many a commentator giving many different opinions with regards to it. The Quran has not specified it, so we will not go into details of specifying something that is not specified. Oh, amdiya huquba, or I will go on for years. Now the word huqubun in Arabic actually means for 80 years. In other words, for many 80 years periods, for long periods of time, for many years, even if it takes me to travel and to reach this person, I will undertake this journey solely so that I can learn from this person. And that is a very, very important lesson that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam leaves us with, that with regards to the knowledge of the deen of Allah, we should be prepared to travel. We should be prepared to learn. We should be prepared to spend time. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.